folhas, os rochos, meio rasgado, e sai. When I was asked to chair this particular session and to introduce this topic, I was a little bit puzzled by the name of the topic. Philosophy of Halacha as a guide to a poisek, to any competent Meira Heroya, the name philosophy is unknown in a way. Maybe what was meant is the Darkei Hora, or maybe it was meant that by today there is such a thing as a philosophy which Meira Heroya were not aware of. The shaila is whether this topic should be discussed fully, especially listening last night. I even have greater doubts. And therefore, I realized the tefillah of Reb Nechunya ben Hakone, that he was mispalel b'knusosei lebeis hamedrash b'yitzirosei, the tefillah k'tzara. It is very important when we enter to discuss these topics that we should be mispalel a tefillah k'tzara, both those who are talking about it and those who are listening about it. It's easier to criticize a new idea when it's introduced while being a listener than feel it while one is speaking. And even though that we may discuss it and we may introduce and analyze new ideas, we should keep in mind that many of these points, as you may have heard, these were the same questions and ideas presented by the Haskalah movement in its beginning, in its inception. These were the same points and ideas presented by the historical movement. Now, I do not say we shouldn't raise them, but we should remember that they did raise them, and they were trying to solve them, and they are still in the process, as they say, solving them. If we shall be aware of it, and we shall know that the most important consideration, that any discussion flows from Yerushalayim and concern for Kiyum HaMitzvos, then we may approach any topic. But the dangers involved should not be minimized. They are there. And if we deal with these topics, we may pay a price and even gamble. There's no doubt about it. Now, as a philosophy of the halacha, the problem goes back to the very beginning. And one should clarify for oneself, because each one of us is a poisek. Each one, whether for ourselves or for our communities, or in accepting and evaluating the psokim of others. We really have three fundamental problems in understanding the philosophy behind halacha. The very first, and a very important one, it's not only theoretical, is the very nature of Torah Shebaal Peh. You probably heard many a time, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebaal Peh, both are Mesinai, and so forth and so on. Now, was Torah Shebaal Peh, besides Takones and Gzeiros, which are naturally evolved through the ages, but was Torah Shebaal Peh what we call, based on the Midrashei Halacha, those, what I would say, the 90% mamish, of our Torah Shebal Peh. 90% travel of our Mishnah and all the halachas. Our day be Kabbalah from Matan Torah on, or are they evolved, or was it evolved from Matan Torah during the period of the 1500 years until the Soif Tkufas HaMoroim, a period of 1500 years, and maybe even more, maybe 3000, maybe up to the very day. Now this is a crucial question. The Torah Shebal Peh, was it evolved continuously? Was the Torah known to Tanoim? Was it known in Bayi Sheni? Was the Torah that was known and practiced in Bayi Sheni, was it known in Bayi Rishon or not? This is a problem for Baalei Halacha and Moirei Horoya to be fully aware of. What is truly the opinion of our Gedolei HaRishonim, Geonim, Rishonim, and Moirei Horoya on the topic? Now there is a controversy as old as Chassimus HaTalmud. As far as the Gedolei HaRishonim go, the Rambam particularly, the Ramban included, even though it's thought differently by some, that Moshe Rabbeinu himself may not have known half of the Torah Shebal Peh. And in Tkufas Bayis Rishon, there was not known a great many halachas that were known in Tkufas Bayis Sheni. Not the Rabbonans. I'm not discussing the Rabbonans. As far as the Gedolei HaRishonim and Geonim point out, that if there is a machlekes among Tanoim, among Amoroim, this is a proof that this particular concept in halacha is evolved by our Chachmei HaMesora. This is evolved by them, because the Rambam considers as a stupid, he uses this expression, and one Shein Lo Seichel, who is completely naive, to think that our Torah and our Gadlus and our the Chochmas HaTorah is thank God because at one time we forgot the Torah. If at no time Torah would have been forgotten, we would have had the Torah Shebiksav, remembered the Torah Shebal Peh, and a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch would have been available, and all the Shiurim would have gone with the wind. Because did you have a shir and an ingen that there is no basic machlekes? If there is no machlekes tanoim, no machlekes amoroim, no machlekes rishonim, what do you have to talk about? Therefore, machlekes means that the Torah was being evolved, and they were arguing what the halacha should be, not what the halacha was. And they are arguing al pi midos or other midos means many more than we think. The Yud Gimel Midos of Rabbi Shmuel. What should be the halacha? There is hardly a Rishon, Rabbi Yisai, who says differently. I am emphasizing it because the impression for many Moirei Horoya, and the impression that when we discuss with Talmidim sometimes on the early level, and for many reasons that may be, we usually discuss the Medrash, Eloh HaTorois, Torah Shebiksav, and Torah Shebal Peh, given me Sinai. So when for educational purposes, or for political reasons at one time, Bizman Tkufas HaKaroim, it was emphasized, we have forgotten the main Shittas HaRishonim, a Rif, a Rambam, and Geonim, and Ramban, who try to emphasize, and the Rambam feels about this point, next to the point of Hakshomer, in no other place does the Rambam point out that those who don't understand it, in the Hakdomer to the Mishnayos, you'll find it when they discuss the Chedek Shlishi of Torah Shebal Peh, that he says that those who believe otherwise are pregame in our Chachmei HaMesora, are making the whole idea of Torah a kinderspiel, what we would say. Because if everything is mekubal, we are only darshening whether from this pasuk adreyahin adreyaher, zugezeppet to one pasuk or another, then it's a kinderspiel. Then it's not halacha, that it's not evolving a mesira. If that's the case, Rabbi Isai, then there is a philosophy behind it. The philosophy behind it, as far as I can see, and what the Rambam calls it yet, the Rabbonin, all the deiraises, which are lemaise deiraise, derived from midos. The Rambam calls it the Rabbonin as a name. The Rabbonin. I'll show you Divrei Sofrim and the Rabbonin in three places. The Rabbonin. There are many who say he calls it Divrei Sofrim. He calls it Dei Rabbonin. And not only he, but the Geonim use the Rabbonin. Not only the Rambam. Because the Torah had given the Torah Shebaal Peh for that very reason. If it would have been written in Midbar a Torah, then there couldn't have been a Torah good for Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. There couldn't have been a Torah. But it was given to the Chachmei HaMesoiro Bechol Dor V'Dor to determine, based upon the principle of the Torah Shebiksav, and those who are concerned with Yirah Shamayim and Kiyum HaMitzvos and Kiyum HaTorah, that they should evolve what is really the Das Torah. But as far as the Rambam is concerned, if every Bezdin Shebedor could each door reevaluate the Torah Shebaal Peh, and they could, and there is no Machlekes Rishonim real on it either, that every door of Tkufas HaTanoim, you could have had Milchome B'Shabbos Osir at one time, you could have had Mutter 100 years later, you could have had Osir 100 years later. And therefore, if we have historians pointing out that new halachas came into being, there's no reason for apologetics. This is the very philosophy of Torah Shebaal Peh. And there is truly no reason that paskens differently. At every Bezdin Shebedor V'Dor, in all the halachas that are not mefurash b'teire b'dar, dorshu al pi midoy shatir nedreshes behen, which are al pi din, for all practical purposes, the irises, are called the Rabbonin because they're not nitzchis. Teire is called only what's netzach, what is not subject to the chachmei ha-mesoiro shebechol dor v'dor. This covers the early period. This covers more or less the period as long as we had a Bezdin HaGadol. Subsequent to it, we have the other problem, which will be probably dealt with more in detail, the Darkei V'Klolei Hoiroa. Darkei V'Klolei Hoiroa is not so simple, Rabbi Isai. There are worlds apart between one Rishon and another, between one set of Rishonim and the other. As a matter of fact, what status does a Yerushalmi, a Medrash Halacha, a Tosefta, Medrash Agoda, what status, what authority, what reliability do these Mekoyres have for a Poisek when he wants to pass in a Halacha, which is now definitely Mefurash? What status does it have? What status does it have, all these Mekoyres, whether a Pirkei de Rebbe Elezer or a Zohar, including if we do in the Medrash Agoda them, do they have when they come in direct or indirect conflict with Talmud, with the Gemara? These are enormous problems. Just if we look that the Rambam used certain sources and he didn't use so many others, if the Rambam didn't use, let's say, hardly the whole Medrash Agoda literature, and he believed that he presents to you the accumulation of the Torah Shebaal Peh, then he expresses a philosophy for the Moira Hoiroya, for the Poisek, when he approaches a problem, which sources are to be used and which sources he's entitled to disregard. And when the Rambam, in contrast to Balei HaTosfos, when he puts down a Gemara, if there are five, he'll put one of the five. and he'll disregard others. Unlike Bala HaTesvus, who will bring two Gemoras or three Gemoras and ask a kasha from one and the other and give you a teretz. When the Piske Halacha of Tesvus are based on the assumption that the complete Talmud is a unit, and the same as there is hardly, as it cannot be a machlekes in the Torah itself, if there are shnei ksuvim hamakrishim, there is a kosev hashlishi, the Balei HaTesvus try to go as much as they can with the same idea in the Gemara, as much. There they will come to the conclusion of sugyas halukos, if necessary. But the tendency is there. And the teretz sometimes is a compromise between two sugyas. And the compromise may be that neither sugya would agree with that compromise. And therefore, the whole realm of Piske Halacha based on the Balei HaTesvus results in a complete different school. When the Piske Halacha based on a Rif or a Rambam or an Halachas Gdolois, when they take one Gemara against the other, then you have a complete new school entirely as well. And when Tesvus quotes sources continuously, the Rambam and the Rif do not, we see that the evaluation of sources was different. What can be used between as far as Chachmei Ashkenaz go and the sum of the Chachmei Sforad? More so is the third problem. To what extent is the Moira Hoyroya entitled to take in consideration extra halachic factors? And extra halachic factors is quite a big field. Particularly, it's not time yet, Yoveh Hazman, to formulate the ideas sometimes at the moment, just to refer to them. In the last 20, 30, I would say in the last 100 years, we acquired what's called scientific method, scholarly approach, that we could investigate certain problems, and both the method of investigation and the materials are available to us that was not available to G'doylei Achroinim and some even of the G'doylei Horishonim. When the G'doylei Horishonim of Tzofas did not have the texts and pirushim of certain geonim, and we do know today the sources available to the Chachmei Tzofas, to the Chachmei Ashkenaz, to the Chachmei Sforad, to the geonim, more than anybody else had up till now. And more so, and this is a key issue, please do not misunderstand it. We are talking all the time about the Talmud as the source for Hoyroa. The Talmud, you mean the Talmud Bavli. And we have problems. What status does the Yerushalmi have, the Midrash Halacha? What status do the Midrash Agodah have? But I want you to know there is a tremendous problem, especially that was developed lately as far as the Talmud Bavli itself is concerned. The Talmud Bavli, as can be proven from Geonim and from Shitas HaGeonim, is in itself a combination of various Sforim almost. And just to point out to you that we know now that we can prove beyond the shadow of doubt, I would call, as far as Rishonim and Geonim thought of it, I wouldn't say the fact, that we have in the Talmud Bavli from 500 to 800, We have the Torah of 300 years of the Saburei Geonic and some other material in the Talmud Bavli itself. This can be proven from Geonim and the Shitas HaGeonim. The Talmud Bavli itself is a period of 300 years, from 200 to 500, the Tkufa Samaroi. There is another Tkufa of 300 years. And there are all types, what's called, of Rashis, of Tesvas. I don't mean Rashi and Tesvas. I mean the type of Rashi and Tesvas and others. And therefore, a Moira Hoira, if he would be fully aware of these various problems, would know that there is a fundamental difference between Hoira itself, what is known, Hoiras Ha'amoroim, and the conflict between Amoraic sugyas, between Amoraic opinions against other literatures, and the Hoiroa that results not from the Gemara itself, but the Hoiroa that results from the Sugyas HaGemara as the... From the Sugyas HaGemara means from the Pirush HaGemara, which sometimes is not Amoraic, when we have in the other literature a Yerushalmi or a Medrash Halacha that would be against it. When for the Sugyas HaAmoraim, we may, according to some opinions only, have the authority and the reliability of an editor of the Sof Tkufas HaAmoraim, this authoritativeness does not exist for the 300 years that is subsequent to that Tkufa. And therefore, the evaluation of the Mekoiris for a Moira Hoiroya, when he approaches the Inyan and he has various Mekoiris, is quite a complicated problem. So I think that we realize that a Moira Hoiroya, I hope that it takes at least 50 years till this is realized. Because if this point, and as I said, it's the, I never speak publicly on these topics as such, as far as the new approach as value for Hoiroya, because if this should be accepted, which truth I do not doubt, but if this is accepted before it's fully mastered, and if this falls in the hand not of Talmidei Chachomim, who are Yerushalmayim and concerned fully for Kiyum HaMitzvahs, then like any new idea, like any logical idea, like any sensible idea, when it's Geit Avekim Bodgas, we would end up with a conservative movement or a Haskalah movement as we had. It's only if one is concerned not only with the emes for ourselves, we should, but with the effect that it may have if this is abused and not fully understood, then we would be aftzoros. On a more, on one part of the darker Hiroyimor, we have with us one who is a product of our yeshiva, and which the yeshiva is very proud of. As a matter of fact, we have two generations by now. Rabbi Levitis is of what he called his son makes him for an older man, otherwise he would look quite young, but his son was famous as a Talmud Chacham, and we already knew in the beginning that he has a father, a Talmud Chacham. We have seen from his writings, especially when an article came out about the translation of the Bible, we saw a sane approach rather than anybody was jumping and expressing opinions without being aware of the problems, without being neither a biblical scholar in the traditional sense or a biblical scholar in the modern sense. We heard a sane voice. He's also at all times courageous and to discuss and to write problems, the Geila Halacha. And if you'll write, You'll many a time make actual mistakes as well. And sometimes these are mistakes because other people may disagree. But there are very few among our alumni who are capable and dare to play a role to extend as a poisek. And one of our sorrows is it's not the problem of the philosophy for the poisek. Our problem here is to have the poskim. If we'll have, we need 90% poisek and 10% what's called philosopher to know the darker heroic. A person in the modern sense, when we have people who are 90% or 95% scholars or philosophers, and they only have learned in yeshivas, and therefore one thinks that it entitles him to deal with the inyone of psak, there could be no greater danger involved. It is only, we'll rather have the Talmud Chacham, who does not know of any darker heroya, but has a good chush for heroya, like the swimmer who doesn't know the rules for swimming, rather than the one who has the rules and doesn't know how to swim. We are fortunate to have among our mismochim such people who, im yirtzeh Hashem, are and will eventually become the Moira Heroya of our generation. Harav Levitas.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Feldblum. As you can all well see, I am one of the Zakan Rabbonim. Morai v'rabotai, I approach the subject assigned to me fully aware of its far-reaching implications, and that wiser and more learned men have hesitated to tread upon such delicate ground. But I am also aware of our responsibility to speak out and to exercise our function as Baalei Hora. In accord with the statement in Soito, Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, Ki Rabim Chalolim Hipilo, Ze Talmud Chochom Shelohi Gia Lo Hora Umore, Va'atsumim Kol Harugeho, Ze Talmud Chochom Shehigia Lo Hora V'eino More. We must realize that the vacuum of our silence will be filled not only by those less competent, but by those who are less confined by the road paved by our illustrious predecessors, the Rishonim and the Achronim. Furthermore, I feel impelled to speak on the nature of the halacha, because Orthodox Judaism today must define itself as the Judaism of the halacha in order to distinguish itself from other trends in Jewish life which pretend to speak in the name of Torah and tradition. To present ourselves as the true heirs and the contemporary spokesman of authentic Judaism, we must clarify, not only to others, but certainly to ourselves, just what the halacha is, and how the halacha, and the halacha alone, has determined throughout our history, and must continue to determine, the norms and practices of Jewish life. With this introductory apologia, and with the prayer of Rab Nechunya ben Akrona on my lips, Shelo tera takola al yodi v'shelo ekoshel bidvar halacha, I discuss the question of a philosophy of a halacha for the posik today. First of all, we must posit the principle that the primary purpose of Torah study is La'asuke shemaitasa liba de hilchasa, to clarify the halacha, that is to arrive at a psak halacha. Torah lishma does not mean the study of Torah without any reference to halacha lemaisa. Of course, one cannot arrive at the true psak halacha without the prior masa umaton of the halacha, without examining theoretical problems, without chidushim, and with a moderate dose of pilpul. But these are only the preliminary steps, the sifting and the straining, which finally produce the soles nekiyah of halacha berura. May I cite but two authorities for this principle? Rashi in Brochis, Taf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses the question of the Birkas HaTorah. And the Gemara says, one of the Amiroyim, Af Li Gemara Tzorich Levorech, Rashi says as follows, Shehu Ikor HaTorah Shemimeno Horo Yotzo. A second authority, that Amon Yeredeya, Simen Reish Mem Beis, Seif Lamed, in defining what is Raboi Muvhok, makes the following statement. Uve Yomim Eile, Ikor Harabonus, Enoi Toloi Bemisha, Limdoi Hapilpu, Vechilukim Shenoagim Behem Bezman Azeh, Rak Bemisha, Limdo Psaka Halocho, Veho Iyun, Veheemido Al Hoemes Vehayosha. Secondly, let me make it clear that a posek does not start out with a philosophy of halacha a priori. A philosophy is arrived at a posteriori, posterior to years of study of the sources of halacha. That is, the halachic opinions expressed by the poskim of all periods. After one becomes familiar with the manner in which the poskim applied precedent law to the question at hand, one can form some general principles which become almost intuitive and need not be necessarily expressed in a particular formula. The posek knows that deciding a question in Jewish law is essentially the application of a precedent recorded in the Shulchan Aruch to the case presented to him. A well-known lawyer has made the following observation, and I quote, "The legal philosopher knows that the authority of a prior case has only the persuasive force of an analogy, and that fact, like faces, are never the same." End of quote. Actually, this idea is expressed in the Gemara itself, in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Beis, Tanu Rabbonon, Ein Lemeidin Halocha Lo Mipi Limud V'Lo Mipi Maase, Ad Sheyom Lo Halocha Lemaise, Shoal V'Yom Lo Halocha Lemaise, Yelech V'Yase Maise, Uvilvad Shelo Yedame. Now, of course, the Gemara asks, "Mayu b'vat shelo yedame, v'kol haTorah kulo demuyu madminin lo." All Torah is decision by analogy, but the Braisa emphasizes that one must analyze each case carefully to see if it is actually determined by the recorded precedent. The same idea is also expressed in the Gemara of Vomis Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, in explaining the statement Haktokea Atzmo Ledvar Halacha. So the Gemara says, according to one explanation, Bedayene Deosi Dino Lekamei VeGomar Halacha Umedami Milse LeMilse VeYislei Rabo VeLo Ozil Masha. May I add another word of caution? I have mentioned the Shulchan Aruch, which has, of course, achieved widespread authority in Jewish law today. The competent posek, however, will not limit his search for precedent to the Shulchan Aruch. I might paraphrase the statement in Yevomis, also Daf Kuftes, which is another interpretation of Hatukei Atzmo Lidvar Halocho. Kol ha'eim omer ein li elo Torah, afilo Torah ein lo. I would paraphrase that and say, Kol ha'omer ein li elo shulchan aruch, afilo shulchan aruch ein lo. It's very interesting to note how already when the first Shulchan Aruch appeared, the Halochas Psukis of Rabbi Yudoi Goyen, objection was raised by Rab Paltoi Goyen in the following words. Lo yafo heim osim alon dim Halochas Psukis, sheheim ematim batorah velo niskinu el olami shalomat talmud kulo vi oseg bo. And of course, similar objections were raised to the Rambam's Mishneh Torah and to Rabbi Yosef Karo's Shulchan Aruch. I find another difficulty to the exclusive use of the Shulchan Aruch, especially to the Hagoyes Ramoh as the sole authority for a posek in Halacha today. We know that the Ramoh codified Minhag Ashkenaz as it was practiced in his day. Now, I question whether the Jewish life of our generation and the next generation should be modeled solely after the pattern of 16th and 17th century Poland. I would rather that the Judaism of our times should be a synthesis of all the periods of Jewish life, continuing what is in our minds the most fitting traditions of Sephardic as well as Ashkenazic Jewry. We cannot deny, and I am referring here primarily to law based upon minhag, that our conception of dignity or propriety or aesthetics may differ from that of the Polish Jew of three or four centuries ago. And I might add parenthetically that herein lies part of the problem of Orthodox Judaism today in modern Israel. Let me illustrate with a question I was called upon to deal with recently. A young man called me up saying that his wife had some difficulty when going to the mikveh. The matron at the mikveh was insisting that she pare her nails to the very flesh before going to the mikveh, to which this woman objected. And so the husband asked me, "What is the din?" Well, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch. In Yeridaya, Simin Kuf Tzadik Ches, Seif Yud Ches, the Machaber says, Nohagu Hanoshim Litol Tzipurneihem B'Sha'as Tevila. And in Seif Chof, the Ramoh says, Me'achadik for Nohagu Litol Atzipurneihem, Afilo Im Tziporen Achas Nisha B'Yodo V'Tovlo, Tzricho Tevila Acheres, V'chei Nohagim. This is the minhag. What is the din? The din, as the Machaber says in Sif Chof, Hatziporen atzmo eino chotzetzes, v'afilim hoysa gidolo, v'omedes lichote, u'porachas v'overes mechneged haboso, eino chotzetzes. Do we have to insist or even require that the minhag be followed? Or maybe follow the din, since the minig is not consonant with our particular fashion? And I did not hesitate to tell the matron at the mikveh that she had no right to insist on the paring of the nails as long as the nails were clean. Fortunately, both the Taz and the Shach, though they do not dispute the minog, disagree with the Ramoh in requiring a second tevilah if the nails were not cut. Now to come to basic principles, what are usually called yesod ha-yesodos. The sources of the halacha, as has already been said, are Torah shebiksav and Torah shebialpeh. Orthodox Judaism stands firmly on its faith in Torah min ha-shamayim, or in the divine origin of the written law. We believe that God spoke to Moses, as reported in the Pentateuch and as substantially found in the text which is in our possession today. we further assert that the Torah, being of divine origin, is immutable and for all times, never to be superseded or rendered obsolete by a new revelation. We also believe, however, that the Torah Shebichsav was handed down to Moses and his successors, the Baalei HaMesorah, to be understood and interpreted by them, and only their interpretations are decisive for the halacha. But their interpretations, though based upon a divine and immutable text, are human, based upon their confrontation with life as they lived and saw it. For this reason, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, as was referred to, it is possible for the Sanhedrin of one period to interpret the Torah in one way and for a later Sanhedrin to interpret it in another way. And of course, each generation must follow the interpretation of HaShofet Asher Yihyeh Bayamim Hohen. By the very nature of revelation, Jewish law had to possess this twofold character. On the one hand, the fixity of the written law, and on the other hand, the viability of the oral law. For revelation is dialogue between God and man, God who is Nitzchi, eternal, and man who is subject to the accidents of time and space. Thus, there is embedded in the halacha what I call an eternal contemporaneity, a contemporaneity of relevance to life in every vicissitude and circumstance. The medieval Jewish philosophers emphasized the role of the giver of the Torah, the divine aspects of Jewish law, and its immutability. The Chazal, however, emphasized the role of the receiver of the revelation, that the Torah, once given, lo bashamayim hi, and God himself, kaviyachol, accepts the decisions of his earthbound children. We can now fully appreciate why the corpus of Jewish law, halachic literature, has expanded through the ages, halacha being the process wherein each age applies existing law to the circumstances of its times. Now, in this process, no law is amended or revoked. It is understood to apply only to a particular condition and not to apply when a different condition arises. Nevertheless, the law still exists, recorded for all times in the sources. I would like to buttress this statement with an homiletical interpretation of a rabbinic homily stated in the Gemara in Sota Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Es zu dorash Rabbi Menachem Rab Yosef, Kineir mitzvah v'torah or, tola hakosav es ha-mitzvah b'neir ves ha-torah b'or, es ha-mitzvah b'neir, lo malacho ma-neir eino me'iro elo lefisho, af mitzvah eino magino elo lefisho, v'es ha-torah b'or, lo malacho ma-or me'ir le'olam, af torah me'gino le'olam. A mitzvah, or a halach, may have only a temporary application. But the Torah of that mitzvah or halacha, the study and the understanding of it, must never cease. For example, the mitzvah of Yovel, which applied only bizman shekol yoshveo olem. Nevertheless, it is incumbent upon us today to study that mitzvah of Yovel, for its lessons, both moral and halachic, are eternally valid. Examples of this are legion. Let me cite but one from a Rishon, the Rosh in Hilchos Sefer Torah, discussing the mitzvah of Kesivas Sefer Torah. The Rosh says as follows. V'zehu, referring to this mitzvah, v'doros harishonim, shoyekosin sefer Torah v'lon dimbo, aval ho'idno, shekosin sefer Torah manichin osibotik neisiyas likris boivarabim, mitzvahs asehi al kolishmi Yisrael ashe yodei maseges, lichtoiv chumoshe ha'Torah, u'mishna, u'gimora, u'perushin, lagos bo, hu uvona, ki mitzvahs ksivas ha'Torah hi lilmol bo, ki rechsiv ulamdo es b'nei Yisrael simo befihem, val yedei ha'gimora v'apirushim, yeda pirush ha'mitzvahs v'adinim al buryon, lochein heim heim ha'sforim, she'odem etzuva lekosvam, v'gam lo lemochrom, this is the statement of the Rosh. That is why the master of the halacha must study the law right from its primary sources, the Chumash and the Mishnah, through all the successive periods of exposition and decision. This will enable the modern posek to see how preceding scholars adapted the never-changing law to the special conditions and requirements of their respective times. A basic principle of Jewish law, which should serve as a guide in this process of interpretation and adaptation, is the statement of Abaye in Gittin, Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, Kol ha-Torah kula mipnei darkei sholem hi, dechsiv d'rocheho darkei noah. And this principle is employed in determining a halacha, the Gemara in Yevomis, daf pei zayin omed beis. It is interesting to note that in Sukkah, daf lamed beis omed beis, where the Abaye employs this principle of darkei noah in defining what is anaf eitz ovos, as not to be anything which is prickly or harmful to the hands. Rava adduces the principle of ha'emes v'hasholom ehovu, suggesting that the desire for peace and pleasantness must not beguile us into compromising the eternal truths of the Torah's commandments. I would like to suggest an instance where I would use the principle of darkei noam in coming to a halachic decision favoring one opinion as against the other, even though the latter opinion is accepted by the Shulchan Aruch. In Orach Chaim Simin Tov Kuf Chavov Siv Zayin, the Mechaber says as follows. This is about Yontiv Sheni, Kvura B'Yontiv Sheni. Hamalavim es hameis Asurim lirkov al behemo afilo biyontiv sheni vaafilo ho avelim aval hakovrim shetzrichim lekovro matirim lohem biyontiv sheni. The source of this halacha is the Torah's Odom of the Ramban, and already the Taz questions its severity, since even Malachis Gemur Samuter biyontiv sheni. Now, what I question on the basis of our concept of darkei noah is the putting of the Avelim in the category, the same category of the Malavim, and forbidding them to attend the burial. Is it darkei noam to tell a son, on the basis of a chumrah, not to ride to the cemetery, especially when the mitzvah of kivura falls primarily on the Avelim, as is apparent from the Mishnah of Misha Meso Mutalafona? And incidentally, I might mention a minig of the Sephardim and not of the Ashkenazim, which perhaps we might fit in more with our concept of this matter. Because, as you know, the Ashkenazim do not permit the sons to carry the Oren Hames, whereas it is the minig of the Sephardim, of the Oriental Jews, Shehabonim Nosim Es Ha'oren, as a mark of respect. And not only as a mark of respect, but as actually carrying out the mitzvah of kivura, which falls upon the Avelim. Of course, I am inviting a very sharp repartee in all this. Mi somcho. By what authority do you arrogate to yourself the right to making decisions contrary to Rishonim and Acharonim? Now, I could cite Gemoras, for example, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. Omalohu rovo l'rav popo l'rav huna b'reidre av Yeshua. Ki osa piske dedina didi l'kamaychu v'chazisu bei pircha loy tikru uhu adasisu l'kamoy. I isli taime amino lochu v'ilo hadarnabi le'acha misa loy mikre tikru uhu umigmar nami lo tigmeru mine. Lo mikre tikre ine, di avoi hosem dil mahava mine lochu taima. Migmar nami lo tigmeru mine, de ein le dayon elo mashe ein of roos. But I know that such citations won't meet your arguments, since you will probably counter with the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Peivov, Rav Ashi v'Ravino, Soif Hoiro. Now, whatever the meaning of this statement, we cannot deny the facts of history. And just as our Chazal said, Me Oilam Le Posko Yeshiva Me Avusenu, we may also say, Me Oilam Le Posko Hoiro Me Avusenu. What should be said is this. In the absence today of a collective authority, or even where such authority may exist, but it refuses to exercise its prerogative, the individual must fill the void. In Talmudic and Gaonic periods, the yeshiva, or the mesivta as it was called in those days, was the source of the halacha psuka. There the scholars expounded the law, and from there issued forth halachic decisions. And it would be in line with this tradition if Yeshiva University today, in conjunction with its rabbinic alumni, would become a fountainhead of halachic decision and pronouncement. I would like to suggest the setting up of an annual conference where questions submitted during the year could be analyzed and discussed by Rosh Yeshiva and by rabbis in the field, and decisions made bearing the stamp of religious authority for North American Jewry. The Gemara says in Eidavin, Tav Samach Dalet Amad Aleph, Kol ha'oimeir shmua zu no'o, v'zu eino no'o, me'abed hono shel Torah. Nevertheless, I want to confess that I find one halacha which does not fit into my philosophy of the halacha. The ruling is, as found in Rambam, Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, which is based in part on the Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Rambam says as follows, Dvorim shero bezin ligzoy ula osrom, laso seyog. Im poshat yisuron bechol Yisroel, ein bezen godel acher yochol leokron ulahatiron afilu hoya godel min horishoin. Now, how can any human act, motivated by the circumstances of its time and place, attain eternal validity? Even the Rambam felt this, and in the next halacha he qualifies it. Because, as he says, Shelo Yehu Gezeros Elu Chamurin Midivrei Torah. From the Asoges Horayvid, both in Halacha Beis, we can see that this is not a simple matter. For one moment, the Horayvid calls the Rambam to task for being lenient, and the next moment he calls him to task for being too strict in this matter. At any rate, we may well ask ourselves how the authorities of one generation can bind all subsequent generations for all time to come. Should we not rather accept the halacha as given to us by the Me'iri to Daf Beitza Amid Hei? To Beitza Daf Hei, the Me'iri says as follows: Af bazu shel haskoma satzibu ani chokech lahokel velomar shekol takone satzibu letzorech shoim asuyis v'yafo pishe sosim devreim Omdim adas, umdim adasu, shekolz manse is chadish dobo, ach yutzrichim laskoma acheres, sheyevatlu horishoino. Veinon utzrichim ligdoile mehem, sheikir atakone mitchilo, al menos kein huskino. Mikolmokim tzrichim em leminyin, veitzeloim a kibbutz gedoile hoyir ma'amoda. And the Meiri goes on further to say, Af Masha Nesa b'minyan chachomim, which is a gzeira in the Chazal, she Nesa machmes hasibo, she roi lahalois bitula al hadas, ha ostrim areyu ki ilu tiknu befeirush, ad she tavoros hasibo, umuteres below heter minyan. But of course the Meiri concludes, ela she'ein lismech v'zeh lemaisu. Yes. Now, may I mention, in all seriousness, one gzeira, which is poshat isuroi b'chol Yisrael for hundreds and hundreds of years, but which I feel should be reviewed and re-examined in the light of the different circumstances under which we now live. We need a kibbutz of North American gedolim. I am not speaking now of pronouncements for Klal Yisrael, only for our communities, to review the whole matter of Yontav Sheni Shel Golias, to try to ascertain whether or not the Gezeira was intended for the circumstances of our times. Modern civilization has brought with it many changes in our mode of living. And the task of the contemporary posek is formidable indeed. Nevertheless, we proceed with a conviction that the Torah is relevant even in the space age, guiding the Jewish people to a purposeful and meaningful existence. In exhorting our people to adherence to the halacha, we must be ever mindful of its unique character, the embodiment in specific practices of the principles of ha'emes v'ha'sholom e'ovu. Without this law, without this halacha, which is the vessel which contains and preserves the spirit of prophetic Judaism, its moral and ethical ideals could easily vaporize into vague sentimentality.